good morning, my friends. 9-11. Still got that snow and blowing snow. Got a blizzard warning in effect yet, so do keep that in mind. Talking about weather-related announcements, postponements, and cancellations. Talking about a lot of things that aren't going on. But right now, I'm going to talk about something that is going on. Actually, it's coming up on St. Patrick's Day, Friday, March 7th. It is the Shrimp Boil, sponsored by the Breckenridge Education Foundation. Kelly Voss, the trooper that he is, made it in here this morning.
Yum.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just nice seeing faces come
seeing
through the
people
door.
Around, right?
Right. I thought, right. Well, it's going to be lonely, but Tom and Kathy showed up from the zoo, and here you are.
Yep. Don't worry. I spent the night in town. Okay, I didn't brave those roads.
Oh,
I
man.
Stay in town.
It is a little treacherous out there. Well, let's get to the Shrimp Boil. This is a great event coming up for the foundation. Tell us about this.
Yeah, it's the Shrimp Boil. It's for the Breckenridge Education Foundation. It's a night for the kids without the kids. So it's a great event. We've done a Shrimp Boil. Well, we had one planned a couple years ago, then COVID and everything, that ended up getting canceled.
Right.
But we'd done one a couple years prior to that, too. And it's a great event. We have a lot of fun with it. There's going to be live entertainment. We have October Road is coming in. So,
yeah, you're doing it upright.
Yep, we're going to have a fantastic evening. Shrimp Boil, we're having it at the City Brew Hall in Wapton here.
Mm-hmm.
And so yeah, there'd be a full course shrimp boil meal that, you know, okay. Pretend we're down south. That sounds pretty good
That sounds really good right now.
And then October Road will be hitting the stage. I think that's at 9 o'clock, so
okay.
That they're going to take the stage. And yeah, we've got a lot of fun activities planned throughout the evening, so
it's going to be a good event.
Yeah, absolutely. We're really looking forward to it. And a lot of people involved. Our entire education foundation for Breckenridge is really stepping up and doing a fantastic job to get this planned and get this rolling.
So as far as the foundation goes, Kelly, and this is a big question, so you can kind of thumbnail it too. The money that comes in for this, where does this go? How is it used as far as the foundation goes?
So the way I like to look at it is it's sort of an academic booster club. And we've got tons of booster clubs for all the other activities and sports and such, but the Education Foundation's primary goal is to sort of act as that booster club for education, for the students. So the teachers come to us with grant requests that for different things that they're working on that maybe fall outside of where the normal school budget can support them.
And, I see.
You know,
yeah.
School budgets are always stretched tight. Well, mm-hmm. The Education Foundation is able to help support the teachers in that way. So they come to us. We've done different, approved different requests for the music department. They needed some new instruments to help out with the marching band. Or we've done some of these BenQ boards or smart boards for the classrooms.
Sure.
That are, you know, really help the teachers to increase their instruction, increase their education level to the students. And in the end, it's the students that benefit from this. We've done numerous other things. We've had some requests come in from like the 1-2 crew in Breckenridge.
Yeah.
That for different educational aids, mm-hmm. not curriculum, but aids just to help increase what they're doing with their students. And so it really, you know, pretty much anybody within the school system can apply to us, and we do get a wide variety from both the elementary and the high school. Even, you know, Valley Lake through their students mm-hmm. being with the
sure.
at school at Breckenridge. We've had a request come in from one of their instructors, and we really serve a wide range of students, and this is our biggest fundraiser that, you know, we try to do it every couple of years.
Sure.
Because it's a lot to pull off. So
what a great mission though to recognize that need, you know, outside of, like you said, outside of athletics and things like
yeah.
that, to recognize that need. How many years have you been in existence as a foundation, been around?
I am not sure. It's predates my involvement by quite a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Top of my head, I'm going to say 15 to 20 years, but
right.
I'm not positive on that, actually. But
how many members do you have involved, Kelly?
I think there's 10 of us probably on
okay.
the board, somewhere right around there.
Fantastic.
And we're always looking for additional members. We're, you know, it's kind of a revolving board.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
So you heard that, folks. Put
absolutely.
Out the call.
Yep.
Tell us one more time, Kelly, about the shrimp boil.
Yeah, it's on March 17th, St. Patrick's Day. It's going to be at City Brew Hall. Our social hour starts at 6 p.m. Dinner is at 7. And then entertainment starts at 9 p.m. And tickets are available from any of the Education Foundation board members, or there's some of the businesses. City Brew Hall has them, Bremer Bank, both the elementary and high school offices in Breckenridge. And then you can also search for us on Facebook. We have a page, or Eventbrite. You can purchase your tickets online, too, through Eventbrite.
Okay. Fantastic.
Just search Breckenridge Education Foundation Shrimp Boil 2023.
Fantastic. Kelly, I got to get you back in here one more time before the event, or get
someone from
the foundation to come in, and we can cover this one more time. Got it on our promo sheets. It's on our website. You get back to selling snowblowers, young man.
Hey, we got a couple left, so I'll get back over there.
Kelly Voss, thank you so much for stopping in, Kelly. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you. We appreciate the support.
917 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. One more time, got snow and blowing snow, and we're at 5 below.
Wake up with this guy, Bill Dablo.
I love this station.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 10.
That's big, big, big.
On the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.